Last week, we braved the speeding bikers in White Plaza and set up a booth with a microphone to ask people about their experiences in love. Bonnie Swift shares their stories.
Until the sky falls down on me.
Who do you love?
My husband. That's a very easy question.
When did you know exactly?
When did I know exactly that I loved him?
And how did you know?
I don't know. It was just something I knew. I knew it very early on in the relationship, but I didn't tell him right away. I let him tell me first. Because, you know, that's how you scare a guy off if you don't. At least that's what my mother always told me.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
Everybody has a love story. At least, that's what we were thinking when we decided to set up a little red recording booth on White Plaza last week. The Love Shack was a little old place where you could step inside and answer our three questions. Who do you love? When exactly did you know that you love them? And how did you know? A lot of people did come into our booth, and all with their unique love tales to tell. We heard every genre of story, from the most classic to the most bizarre. You'd be surprised what some people love. But I'll let these tellers explain themselves. We'll start with the most basic and personal sort of love.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger.
So, what's your name?
My name's Sierra.
Who do you love?
Myself.
And when did you know that, exactly?
When I became a feminist.
And how did you know?
How did I know?
How'd you know?
The fact that I found worth in a lot of myself. Who do I love? I don't know if I want to talk about who I love.
It can be anonymous.
I really love trees, and I really like colors, and a day like this. My favorite things. And I love to smoke marijuana on days like this, because it's a perfect time to be high. And I love that you're doing this. This is so cute. Stanford really isn't, like, the place that would be so inclined to talk about such a thing, I feel.
My name is Michelle Sutherland. I love myself. Oh, I know, because it feels good. I feel good. Okay, so, can I read this now? Okay, great. Now, me and myself have always been in a relationship together. And, you know, obviously I couldn't really help myself, which isn't to say that what we had going was love. It wasn't. I don't know if it was the inverse of that, if it was hate, but whatever it was, it hurt too much to be called love. Maybe it was the TV or the magazines or whatever it is that tells women they aren't good enough. But I don't know, maybe I have father issues. But then something happened. I started eating healthy and being nice to myself and exercising. But no, that couldn't have been it, because then that would be playing into the whole magazine and television culture, which is exactly what I don't want to do. But something did happen, and I don't know what it was. Just something, like a pop or a snap, like that love at first sight feeling. And then I was in love with myself, and it was hot.
There are many sorts of love, and not all of them are romantic. A lot of people associate unconditional love with the bond of family.
I love a lot of people, probably more people than I could list. One of the people I probably love the most is my sister, and I always knew that I loved her, even though sometimes I knew that I hated her too. I remember we had a conversation once about, like, if she, I told her if she killed herself, I'd have to kill myself too when she was going through this hard time, and she just made me promise I wouldn't, but that was a really hard thing to promise. I love a lot of my friends from home and my friends from school, from Stanford, and it takes a while to know when you really love your friends, I feel like. because there are lots of stages, especially with girls, there are lots of stages where girls are like, love ya, bye, and that always kind of bothers me, because I'm like, no, you don't really even know me. So it takes a while, but I think, I don't know, it's hard to describe when you really know.
That's excellent. You can also say things you love, like cacti.
Things. Oh, cacti. I like succulents. I do. And I really do. I'm from Albuquerque, and we have a lot of cacti. And now when I see them, they remind me of home. So I do love cacti. And I love a lot of different types of food. I love mealtime, probably. Like, I really look forward to mealtime and try to make it a really, like, when I'm having a really bad day, I try to make myself, like, a really good lunch. I'll be like, at least I'm having lunch. At least I'm having this really great lunch, and then today will be fine. Succulents, I didn't know I loved until I moved away from them. So we had so many in New Mexico, and then I come here, and whenever I see one, which is infrequently, you know, Trader Joe's sometimes has them, which I bought like three for my room from Trader Joe's. When I saw them, then I knew I loved them, because I knew how much I missed them.
Do you have a love story you could tell us for the radio show?
Hi, do you have a moment to tell a love story for us?
Hi, my name is Srikar Prasad. Who do I love? I love a lot of people, actually, but I gotta say, right now, I love my brother a lot. He is here with me, but yeah, we're very, very close. We got really close this past week, I would say, because we had to hang out sort of in a dorm room with my other brother, and it's been a good bonding session, I gotta say. We're both just visiting, actually. So I'm from Philadelphia, and he's from New York, and so we came over here to visit one of my brothers who's in Stanford as well. We're visiting him. He lives in a dorm, which is a pretty small space, and we're around each other a lot. And so at first we got on each other's nerves, but right now I think we're in pretty good shape. So, yeah. I knew I loved him the moment when we got into a fight and he was the first person to apologize, which I know is very hard for him to do, to say sorry. But I think he did it more because it was important to him to apologize and bring us closer together and stuff, because it kind of sucks getting into a fight. So, yeah, I think that's probably when I felt it a lot most recently. How did I know that I mean, it helps that we share blood, so that's one thing, but how do I know that I loved him? He's a guy that I respect a lot, you know, and he has a lot of really good qualities, and I try and learn a lot from him and stuff, in terms of, like, he's very generous, very quick to give compliments and make somebody feel like they've really accomplished something. Very quick to give support and give his energy and give his time to things and stuff. I think I take that for granted a lot, and after I went to college and sort of got away from it and was around friends who don't quite care as much, it's something that I sort of recognize a lot more heartily nowadays. So,
maybe someone may be
My name is Vincent. I think the most people I loved is my father and mother and sister. Yeah. Since I was a little boy, I know I most love them very, very much. Because I think they love me too, and I love them too. I think my father and my mother's love is very precious. That love is very natural, and I was born with the love of them. Yeah. Oh, I think the most thing I loved is go traveling and study English, because I think nowadays English is widely used all over the world. If you want to go traveling around the world, you must speak English very well. So I try my best to study it again, start it very well. Although I have no friend around me, English is one of my friends. I studied very hard. I was always told by my English teacher that say, the more you practice your English, the fluently you will become. So I always follow his advice and speak my English. Speak my English.
At least it's not windy today.
Yeah.
That was really windy yesterday.
I was afraid it's going to blow over.
Yeah. I love my friends, my family. Yeah.
When did you know that you loved them?
Oh, you know what? Because I just moved here half a year ago. So I didn't really realize how important they are in my life. So, actually, first quarter, I was just here. I feel like I was excited about everything. But after like 2 months, I feel like lonely. So I miss my family a lot. And I miss my old friends because I feel like the people here are really busy and they don't really care about you. So I miss my college friends. I'm here for graduate study. When I'm here, sometimes I need help or I feel really lonely, but actually no one is reachable. So I feel like the older time was so great. People are always around, my friends. I didn't realize how important friendship is because it's so easy to get. So I didn't realize how important that is. And when I call my old friends, they're always very excited about my calling because it's from America, so they love it. Yeah, actually they are helping me because they were helping me get out of my loneliness, something like that.
In English, we only have one word for love, but that word can mean such a broad range of things. There is romantic love, and we will get to that, but there are also many types of platonic love. Love for a close friend, or religious love, or even love of love itself.
You may hear her laughing across a crowded room.
Your name is?
Clea Alsip. I love my girlfriends. I'm not in a relationship currently. But my girlfriends, I have 4 of them that are incredible, are the loves of my life. I knew that I loved them from the moment I met them, my freshman year, and they've been my best friends all 4 years here. I knew, just because you know these things, you click with people, and I clicked with all of them, and especially over the last 4 years, you know, love grows stronger and deeper. So by now, I really know. My senior year, I know. They're the loves of my college life.
Love forever?
Yes, love forever, for sure, in the friendship kind of way.
My name is Christina Ho. I love my family, I love my friends, I love Jesus.
Choose one.
Okay. Jesus.
Alright. When did you know exactly that you love Jesus?
Gosh. I feel like I've, ever since I've like had conscious thoughts, I have loved Jesus in some form or another. How did I know? You know what? I feel like since I grew up in a Christian home, it's something that I was like, that was like sort of like expected, a given. So I guess like when I really knew is maybe starting in middle school, when I really had to like start thinking about it myself, and for lack of a better way to explain it, when I started like experiencing God and like feeling like I could talk to him in an intimate way and being able to listen to his voice.
I love a lot of people. I love my mother and I love my father. I love Margaret. I love myself a lot, but a lot of times I'm angry at myself. But I know that when I felt it, it was beautiful. It was this, I remember the spring. And it was like a late spring for me. I just saw this movie that's called Late Spring, and I am starting to realize that like a lot of the way I've loved hasn't been completely ripe, but it's come from the heart. And that's where, like, I want to be open and open that heart and that love. But for a little while, I've been closed because I've thought that that's how I could love, that by closing myself down. But that isn't it. I love you. I love me. I love him. I love her. Outside of this box, inside of this box, there's a little opening, and we can squeeze through that little thing and try to find it. When did I love? It was the middle of senior year that I started to find it, and that I began to lose it at that same time, because I saw when the impending doom was coming, I saw that I was leaving, but I still was willing to love.
And of course, on Valentine's Day, we think of the lovers. These are stories about when couples first knew that they were in love.
Time to go.
All right, nice try.
All right, let's do this.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
All right. Could you say first? Tell me your name.
Jocelyn.
And Jocelyn, can you tell me who do you love?
I love my boyfriend. I knew. Oh gosh, how am I gonna tell you all this? I knew, I don't know when exactly I knew, it sort of came upon me, gradually. Well, at the airport when he was leaving to go back, cause he's from Minnesota, and, I guess that's when I realized it, yeah. I just knew it, you know? I'm probably not very helpful. Yeah, I don't know how I knew. I just had a feeling, you know? Yeah, maybe I should tell you about something else, like a puppy that I love. Yeah, I have a puppy, at home. you know, as soon as I saw her, she was so adorable, and she made me so happy that I laughed out loud. And I laughed out loud, like, all the way home with her, because she was so adorable and endearing. And, I just knew for sure.
I did not. So, in San Francisco, you don't. So,
Hello, my name is Jasmine Ahrens. I love Joshua Day. Joshua Day was my first love. I knew that I loved Josh Day, who was, let's just say he was a few years older than me. He was in my theater company when I was in high school. Very clever and hilarious, sarcastic boy, very talented theater director. I knew I loved him when I first saw his one act that he directed. It was one of the most phenomenally creative things I've ever seen. There was like physical layers everywhere, and I watched it and I'm like, God, how can a person be this intelligent with art and with design? He was also very attractive. And I knew I loved him when we went up to this hill with a bunch of, you know, drama kids who were in high school who all brought their guitars and drums and like marijuana and stuff in Marin County. And we sort of left the pack, and we'd been discussing philosophy all night long, all these like long questions and silly jokes. And we were lying on our back on this grassy hill. Some of our high school friends were, you know, playing music in the background, and we were watching the stars. And I just remember thinking, like, I would like to lie here next to you forever in the grass. Unfortunately, we were both too naive about love at the time to really make it work out. But I still think of him, and I wrote him a love letter the other day. Out of the blue, because I figured, you know, I'm never going to see this man again, so why not?
Did you send it?
Oh, you know, yeah. I did. I sent it to him via like one of those 4 a.m. emails just because he had found me on MySpace or something and added me as a friend, so I thought that it would be an interesting time to just check in about how our lives had gone over the last 4 years. He's in New York now. He's acting and doing theater. Of course, he's really living the life, something that I wonder how my life would be different if I had also gone there. Anyways, he's really special, so I'll always love him, and I hope that even though I might not see him ever again, I hope that he's making really beautiful and poignant things over there on the East Coast.
Hi. Do you have a love story you would like to share with us, please?
No.
Do you love anyone?
Huh?
Do you love anyone? You can tell us about that.
It's kind of, well, I'm trying to think. It's more that we had a funny story than anything about how we met. So we met at a women's networking event, which is not where you usually meet a guy. And he's not my type, so I wasn't interested in dating him, but he seemed like a really very interesting guy working at NASA and a whole bunch of other things. So we had dinner, and we started, like, becoming friends. You know, we'd take walks and do stuff like that. But I wasn't thinking about dating, and it's a long story how that changed, but I started dating in May. So he started dating in February, and I started dating in May, which he also will tell you. As he says, I was a little slow on the uptake. He says, I don't know what you were doing, but I was dating. But I wasn't. And somehow I suddenly realized that physically he wasn't my type, but he was a perfect match in every other way. I was happier with him than without, and I'd been alone for a long time, so it wasn't like I needed anybody, but all of a sudden it was like somehow we made each other laugh a lot.
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.
My name is Manjula. Well, I love Ken. Ken is my husband. I met here at Stanford 40 years ago, and about, that was our first Valentine's Day, 1968. And it was right here in this area. But it was our first Valentine's Day on Stanford campus, and he came from Australia and I came from India, and we met at Stanford. And we started to go out a couple of weeks before. But that was, and that love has stayed. And I still love it. And love it more than ever. So, very special. I knew I loved Ken when I first met him. And I knew he was the man, and we were engaged within 6 weeks and married within 6 months, and we've lived together for 40 years. It's a soulmate story. Just, I saw him and there was something that clicked, and all the differences went away, and it was just, we were one. So that's it.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria, who do you love?
I love Anand. I knew last year we went on a walk. He took me to a gazebo and we ran through the sprinklers. I knew because when I put my hand out, he took it.
Because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.
It's Christine.
Christine, who do you love?
My husband, that's a very easy question.
When did you know exactly?
When did I know exactly that I loved him?
And how did you know?
I don't know, it was just something I knew. I knew it very early on in the relationship, but I didn't tell him right away. I let him tell me first. Because you know, that's how you scare a guy off if you don't. At least that's what my mother always told me. I just had a gut instinct, you know. I don't know, it just sounds corny. I just had this gut instinct. It was like, it was like he was always there. This feeling that he had always been there. Oh, okay, it's you. Plus, there were some other signs there. Before we actually got together, we met once before, and we came within four times of meeting, came within minutes of meeting four other times in between the time we first met and the time we actually got together. So somebody upstairs was trying to get us together, I think. We were on a plane going to Cleveland for his family reunion, and the pilot was in the middle of the spiel about, you know, how high, how far, what the weather's like on the other side. And all of a sudden, in the middle of all this, he says, Christine... Oh, I may as well just say my name, hell. He says, Christine Delormier. And I'm like, wait, that's me. Why is the pilot saying my name? And he says, Jimmy Dworkin wants to know if you'll marry him. All right, and in the middle of the plane, I'm yelling, oh, my God, you know, leaving no mistake who Christine Delormier is. And then he looked at him, he said, I guess I should ask you myself. And he got down on one knee in the aisle, and he asked me to marry him. And I said yes, like 100 times. Well, right before I said yes, the pilot came back on, and he said, well, the flight crew's waiting for an answer. And I said yes, and my husband gave the thumbs up to the flight attendant he was in cahoots with. This was obviously all before September 11th. And she called the front, the cockpit, and he announced, she said yes. And everybody applauded, and we had champagne, and the pilot came out and shook our hands. And how do you say no to that? That's romantic, man.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.
And finally, somebody who claimed that he didn't love anybody at all, but quickly changed his mind. For the Stanford Storytelling Project, I'm Bonnie Swift.
Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try.
My name is Ryan. I don't love anyone right now. Yeah, I don't really have a crush on anyone.
What else do you love?
I'd love to get an internship for the summer.
You'd love to get an internship?
Yes.
Okay, when did you know exactly that you wanted to get an internship? Yes.
When I realized that I needed a job after graduation. It's a good thing to have. How did I know? I don't know. My parents kept asking me what I was going to do after I graduated. I told them I wanted to hang around the house, and they said, that's not a good idea. Do I love hanging around the house? No. I love getting a job.
That's good.
Sorry, I could not think of anything. Like, who am I supposed to say? Like, an actual person? Oh, let me, can I do this over?
What do you love?
Hi, I'm Ryan, and I love all the beautiful girls out there at Stanford. I knew the moment I walked on Stanford campus, freshman year. How did I know? How do you not know? Look at all the girls that are just so intellectually gifted and aesthetically pleasing.
Right. And how would these women contact you if they were interested in a date?
They can call me. My phone number is 209-430-5031.
Alright, thank you.
Thank you.
When you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own.
Thank you to all the people in White Plaza who shared their stories with us, and to Maxine, Michelle, Derry, Madeline, Allison, Jose, and Michael of the a cappella singing group Side by Side for their love.